Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wouldn't it be great if you liked every one of your coworkers? Maybe that's true for you, but more likely there is someone with whom you just don't click. Maybe they threw you under the bus that one time, or talked about you behind your back. Since everyone should play nice at work, you may consider this person your frenemy. A frenemy refers to a person with whom you have an inconsistent relationship, says Daniel Boskel-John, executive coach and founder of the Healthy Relationship Academy, Workplace Culture Consultants. Sometimes it means that they're people who have not shown up for you or who actively harmed you or your career, Boskel-John says. Sometimes it relates to someone whose company you enjoy but don't fully trust. Frenemies usually have three primary personality traits: competitive, passive-aggressive, and ingratiating, says Richard Davis, organizational psychologist and author of Good Judgment, Making Better Business Decisions with the Science of Human Personality. They show up in different shapes and forms, but ultimately share these three characteristics, says Davis. Personality traits are stable, enduring aspects of who we are, kind of like the weather. If you work with someone who is competitive, passive-aggressive, and ingratiating, there is a reasonable chance they will show up as a frenemy. Another way to identify frenemies is by noticing when you feel very differently about people in different settings, says Moshe Cohen, workplace mediator and author of Collie Wobbles, How to Negotiate When Negotiating Makes You Nervous. You might enjoy their jokes over lunch, but get stressed during project meetings where you fear they might upstage you or make you look bad, he says. You might feel comfortable going to them for technical help, but feel uneasy when they forget to include you in management briefings. The relationship isn't all bad, but you don't trust their motivations and worry that they might secretly act against you. Also, listen to your gut, says Boskel-John. If you feel like someone is not fully trustworthy, it's important to not fully trust them, he says. Listen to your sense of whether the person acts with integrity and treats others well. If not, you can enjoy their company socially, but it's best to keep your distance. Frenemies in the workplace are often individuals triggered by some aspect of you, adds Ryan Joseph Kopyar, a licensed counselor and author of Big Boys Do Cry, A Man's Guide to Navigating Emotions and Showing Up More Vulnerable in Relationships. It's typically something they see in you that they wish they had in themselves, he says. They find themselves in a tug-of-war between wanting to be your friend because they admire that aspect of you, while also being your enemy due to jealousy or resentment over the fact that you embody what they wish they could. While you want to tread lightly when interacting with a frenemy, you can also learn much from them. Often these relationships are mirrors for things that you wish to change in your own ways of relating to others, says Boskel-John. Pay attention to what upsets you or what causes you to be mistrustful, and consider how many of those attributes are also part of your daily interactions. What you don't like in others can be excellent guidance for changes you'd benefit from making in yourself. Frenemies can also help you recognize your best traits, says Kopyar. Despite sounding counterintuitive, by reading between the lines, we can identify what triggers our frenemy, he says. It could be the way we dress, our interactions with colleagues, or our punctuality and meeting deadlines. Essentially, our success points or unique qualities are what trigger our frenemy. Also, you can use your frenemy relationships to identify your assumptions and biases regarding other people, says Cohen. You might also become more emotionally self-aware in how you deal with stress and conflict, and develop a better sense of how you relate to other people in the workplace, he says. It's important to be aware of relationship dynamics, but labeling someone a frenemy just to yourself could be counterproductive, Cohen adds. With many people in the workplace, we have opportunities to both collaborate and compete with each other, he says. Protect yourself by developing relationships, acting with integrity, and listening more than talking, but also approach people with an open mind and an assumption of positive intent unless proven otherwise. If you don't, you might become the frenemy in the situation.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.